Hello.
Hello. Hello, good afternoon. This is Rangel from Family First.
Who is
My
this?
this is Rangel from Family First, the home care.
Family First. That's who I work for.
Oh, okay.
Hi, am I speaking with Milton Mount?
Yes.
Okay, how are you today?
I'm okay, you?
I'm good, thanks for asking. I'm just calling to confirm a couple of things. Let me see. Yesterday is missing a clocker from the caregiver Rachel Brinker. So I wanted to confirm if she provided you services yesterday. She was with
Yes.
you until 8 p.m., right?
Yes.
Okay, so I'm going to confirm the visit for yesterday. Please remember her to clock in and clock out.
Okay.
Let me see if the monthly call was completed already. No. Okay. I'm going to ask you a couple of questions. It's just for quality purposes. Have you been hospitalized in the last 2 weeks?
No.
No. Okay. This is your main phone number, the one I'm calling you?
Yes.
Okay. And just to confirm, your address is 6553 Lebanon Avenue.
Yes.
And zip code 19151. Okay.
Yeah.
Perfect. Okay. And how are the services going with the caregiver, Rachel Brinker?
Everything's going great. It's just we're just trying to find a new place to move because this apartment has no insulation and I'm highly allergic to mold. And the humidity in here is bad because there's no insulation.
Oh, okay. So you've been trying to find another place, maybe?
Yeah, it's very hard because of the funding and because of my disability and, you know,
mm-hmm.
we're looking for different funding places. So nothing with the care, but we're just looking for a new house.
Okay. I'm gonna leave on the notes that. And have you spoke with your service coordinator about it? And the insurance?
No.
I could recommend you to do it. Maybe they can do something to help you with that, or find another place or something like that. I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it is possible. Yeah, like a second help from them.
Would insurance find us another apartment?
I mean, maybe they can like send someone and see how is the town or where you're living and send someone. I don't know. Maybe they can help. I'm not sure, but maybe they can. But,
no, it's, no, that's fine. They really can't help with none of that.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm gonna confirm the visit for yesterday. If something happened, if you need help with something, or maybe the caregiver is not gonna clock in or clock out, please contact your coordinator, Rodney. Right?
Okay. Well, she lives here, so she's always here.
Oh, okay. Okay, you got it. Got it, man. Perfect. Well, thank you so much. It was everything from my end.
It was great.
Well, sir, thank you so much for answering my call. I hope you have a good day.
Okay, thank you. Have a good day.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.